Army intelligence already understood the contempt with which the Japanese Army viewed the prisoner of war status. The Military Field Code, which was promulgated by Hideki Tojo in January 1941, had made it expressly clear to all Japanese soldiers that falling into enemy hands brought irrevocable shame not only to the captured soldier, but to his entire family. "Have regard for your family first," the field code stated. Rather than live and bear the shame of imprisonment by the enemy, the soldier must die and avoid leaving a dishonorable name. If this was the way in which the Japanese viewed their own prisoners of war, Horton White could well wonder, then how could they be expected to view American POWs with a sense of mercy? The Japanese had signed but had never ratified the Geneva Convention of 1929, which concerned the humane treatment of prisoners. When the war began, Prime Minister Tojo had issued instructions to the commandants of all the Japanese-run POW camps. "In Japan," he told them, "we have our own ideology concerning prisoners of war, which should naturally make their treatment more or less different from that in Europe and America." Tojo proved tragically correct in his assessment of these differences. After the war, it would be calculated that the death rate of all Allied POWs held in German and Italian camps was approximately 4%. In Japanese-run camps, the death rate was 27%. One out of every four captives of the Japanese perished. In August of 1944, the War Ministry in Tokyo had issued a directive to the commandants of various POW camps, outlining a policy for what it called the final disposition of prisoners. A copy of this document, which came to be known as the August 1 Kill All Order, would surface in the war crimes tribunals in Tokyo. Bearing a chilling resemblance to actual events that occurred in Palawan, the directive stated, "When the battle situation becomes urgent, the POWs will be confined in their location until preparations for the final disposition will be made. Whether it is accomplished by means of mass bombing, poisonous smoke, drowning, or decapitation, dispose of them as the situation dictates. It is the aim not to allow the escape of a single one, to annihilate them all, and not to leave any traces."